Hello and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman. I am your host. I am also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. This also happens to be my ride to work. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It is the Tuesday after E3, and I am still exhausted. And somehow I'm crazy enough to have, I'm insane because I'm going to a LARP this weekend, and then next weekend I'm not going to get much rest either because I will be going to a board game thing. This is just going to be absolutely bananas for me, but it will all be worth it. Let's talk about the thing we're going to talk about today, which is Pokemon. Pokemon Sword and Shield is coming out November 15th, which also happens to be the same day as Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Thanks, universe. I needed that. Everybody was excited. They gave some more details while at E3. We saw a new gym leader, Nessa, who is a person of color that the internet immediately decided to quote-unquote fix for no reason, but they didn't show a lot during the actual Nintendo Direct. They showed her, showed a couple new Pokemon. It was cute. We saw some more stuff, but the real meat of what they showed was during the Treehouse Live segment. Now, the Treehouse Live segments are deep dives into games, and they actually went through and they explained how raids work, which are fairly straightforward. You go through the wild region, there will be these flowers that shoot red pillars into the sky. No, I am not joking. And you can go to them, and if you are there, you can link up with other players. My understanding is you can go with friends or with matchmaking. You can bring your Pokemon in, and you have limited communication with your party. But you coordinate attacks for Pokemon versus whatever the raid Pokemon is. But that raid Pokemon is permanently Dynamaxed, meaning it is huge, and all of its moves are super powerful. Dynamax one of your Pokemon, but only one of you may do so. So you have to be super careful what you choose. Because if you Dynamax the wrong Pokemon, for example, someone that has moves that might be that the Pokemon you're attacking might be strong against, that would be a bad move, right? There's lots of communication that's required. There's going to be some coordination. I am guessing that some of these bosses are going to be bananas. This is the primary kind of end game mechanic for Pokemon Sword and Shield. Now, speaking of the end game, one of the other pieces of information they gave us that has kind of rattled the Pokemon universe's cage is the subject of the National Pokedex. So, one of the components of Pokemon that a lot of folks don't really think about necessarily is that up until Pokemon Sun and Moon and Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, you have been able to, using the Pokemon Bank and a convoluted series of transfer mechanics, you have been able to get Pokemon from the very first game all the way over to Pokemon Sun and Moon, and Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. So, for example, it was possible to catch a Charmander in Pokemon Red, evolve it into a Charizard, and keep that same Charizard with you through every game up until Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. And this was true of any Pokemon in any gen up until now. Now, you'll notice that I've said up until now, and I've caveated with up until Ultrasun and Ultramoon a whole bunch of times in this. And that is because Game Freak, the company that makes Pokemon, announced that Pokemon Sword and Shield will only be able to accept transfers into their game of Pokemon that live in the Galar region. The Galar region is where Pokemon Sword and Shield takes place. Now, this obviously has a lot of people really upset. And I think in some ways, rightfully so. One of the core components of Pokemon that people have been able to enjoy for years is that they have been able to maintain a complete Pokédex. And then they've been able to carry through that national Dex into every game that they have played moving forward. So in a way, because of that collection mechanic, Pokemon has kind of been like an MMO, right? Not really, but just kind of go with me. They have kind of been playing this meta game the entire time of not just beating these individual games, but also, quote unquote, catching them all. And there is a service that you pay for, Pokemon Bank. Admittedly, it is a nominal charge. It's $5 a year. But you pay $5 a year, you get to keep your Pokemon in that bank. Now, presumably, a fair number of those Pokemon that are in that Pokemon Bank that people are paying for won't be able to transfer over to the new service, which means that some of those Pokemon will be lost. And that's caused a bit of an uproar. There's essentially two camps. I'd say almost three, but two primary camps. There are a lot of casual and some hardcore Pokemon fans that say, you know what, fine. We don't know how many Pokemon are going to be in the Galar region anyway. They haven't told us. And I'm a casual player. I don't pay for the Pokemon Bank, so I am not concerned with my inability to add Pokemon from games that, in some cases, came out before I was born. I mean, this wasn't the case with me, but, like, my son Evan, you know, there were Pokemon games that came out before he was born. So he's not necessarily panicked about his inability to get those Pokemon into the Galar region, because he never played those games. He never owned those games. And there are a lot of folks that feel that way, where it's like, you know what, I'm a casual fan. I'm going to play through Sword and Shield. I'm not going to worry about collecting the national decks. In a way, it almost makes it easier for them, because it means they might be able to catch them all, because they could just capture the Pokemon in the Galar region. On the other hand, there are diehard Pokemon fans, and let's be honest, Pokemon is a property that has been around forever. It is well-loved by a very enthusiastic community, and a lot of them feel betrayed is probably not even the wrong word, because this is their collection. They are, they love these Pokemon, and they want to be able to bring them where they are, and they want to have the flexibility to build their team however they like. And I can understand feeling, you know, hurt and or bothered by that. I don't know necessarily where I stand. What I do know is that some of the discourse flying around the internet about how people feel about Game Freak because of this decision is insane. More than a few people that I have seen, be it on Twitter or on, on Facebook, have implied that Game Freak is lazy, and that modeling because modeling these Pokemon in 3D should only take 5 minutes. So this is actually something a guy did. Someone from Japan tweeted out that if you can't get these character models updated in 5 minutes, then you shouldn't work for Game Freak. Basically, this is like a question of skill. To which point, and Polygon actually posted an article where a bunch of artists actually like tried to design Pokemon in 5 minutes and didn't do very well. So, I mean, I definitely know they're not lazy. That's insanity. This is clearly a response to some design challenges. I mean, this is the first ever console Pokemon. They have animations and they have idle effects. They have, maybe their attacks aren't necessarily all fully animated. However, a lot of these Pokemon exist in the wild area, which means they have to have a full run animation, which is something that you don't necessarily have. So, I mean, there's tons of challenges that Game Freak has to deal with. So that's the big kerfuffle from last week into now. Pokemon fans who were super stoked to get into, Sword and Shield, there's a subset of them that is really mad about the national Pokedex kind of being broken. And I'd love to hear your thoughts, and your kids' thoughts. Are you worried about this? Is this a change that isn't really going to impact you? Let me know. I hope you guys have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. But until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.